Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. And that does include, by the way, the archives, entire year's worth of the show waiting for you. Front page, freetalklive.com. Let's jump right into the phone calls. Talk to Sam in Texas on the amplifier line. Hey, Sam.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
I have been at my Flying Without ID activism, and I took several trips in the last 3 weeks.
Great.
Learned a few things that I wanted to share with you guys, as well as some of the experiences.
Sure.
So typically when I've done it, and it's been about probably 12 times now, it's been on American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this time I flew on AirTran last week and went up to the counter, told the lady that, you know, I don't wish to fly with ID. I'd rather volunteer to be a selectee. Now that I've done it a few times, I'm kind of really comfortable with the process. So I've gotten a little more aggressive in what I say to the ticketing agents.
Okay.
And explain to them that, you know, pretty much I refuse to show ID just to see what they'll do.
Right.
So I'm kind of pushing the limits a little bit. And, She checked me in as a selectee, didn't like it, was getting a little aggravated, and then once we were complete, I was ready to walk off, but she decided that she needed to escort me over to the TSA checkpoint. And so we're discussing it on the way, and I'm explaining, you know, why I'm doing it and the violation of the Fourth Amendment, so forth. And she just tells me, well, you're just stupid. That's stupid.
Oh.
Well, that's not a way to make friends,
your opinion, baby.
Yeah, and then, you know, as we get to the checkpoint where they're actually asking for the ID, she, after that, says, you know, if you don't show ID, I can pull you off the flight. And I had just walked past the lady without showing her ID, so I realized, you know, she had gotten a little emotional and just ended the interaction there.
Hmm.
But then she saw one of the TSA agents and yelled, make sure you search him. He didn't show ID. Search him.
Wow. That's unusual. I mean, I wouldn't expect that the airline employee would act in that manner.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. And I get both extremes. I get people like that just go nuts. And then I get people, the week before told me, she stopped and talked to me for like 5 minutes afterwards.
Really?
And explained, you know, what I was doing and why I was doing it. Talked about how her kids had gotten a request to produce ID to the police.
Mm-hmm.
And explained to them that that was a search and that they need to stand up to that kind of thing.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So now, this week on Delta, I flew out and did the same thing. But this time, the Delta airline ticketing agent was also just not very friendly towards this idea and basically refused me a flight.
Really?
So, yeah, would not let me on the flight. We went through a lot of questions and things. And I eventually said, look, there's no federal law that says that I have to show ID to get on a plane.
But they can set that rule as a, you know, a private business. So did you end up showing it to them?
And that's exactly what they did.
I
did show it to them, and then I went and looked up online, and apparently they don't like musicians either. People who carry their guitars on board, they want to charge them an extra ticket or make them check it. Because I was doing a search under, you know, other selectee things.
Right, because your guitar can get smashed in the cargo hold, and I can understand why somebody would not want to check it.
Exactly. Now, then when I got to Atlanta, I realized why I think this airline has chosen kind of to take the government line on security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, Delta does a lot of flights for the soldiers back and forth in Iraq, and they come into Atlanta quite a bit. Well, what they do is they actually line them up into a two single-file lines, march them into the main courtyard, and everybody starts clapping.
Mm.
And I just thought, that's just sick. And I support the troops by demanding that they be brought out of harm's way and brought home.
Yeah.
Not by clapping for them and saying, oh, good job, we support you kind of thing.
Yeah, I understand. Now, let me ask you a quick question. Have you purchased for yourself a security edition?
I have not. The little Bill of Rights thing goes through?
For those who don't know, you can go to securityedition.com, and it's really affordable. It's like $5 or maybe less than that. And what you get is you get this, essentially the metal version of the Bill of Rights. It's a hard piece of metal with the Bill of Rights emblazoned upon it. The Fourth Amendment happens to be in red, so it's highlighted. and it's something that'll easily fit into a front shirt pocket or any pocket that that you might have on your clothing or your purse, ladies. And that way, I mean, since you're pushing the limits already, you might as well go all the way and get yourself a security edition. That way, when you go through the secondary screening, they'll inevitably find this Bill of Rights on you.
Oh, I'm usually quoting it to them or telling them their service is horrible and
really?
What plans do they have to improve it. And they just look at me puzzled and say, well, if they'd stop bringing water bottles through. So I explained how that's a fallacy and has been debunked. And, you know, they just don't seem to get it.
Right.
The other thing I found out was, okay, if you go in and use a credit card to check in with the self-check-in,
right.
You get your boarding pass, and it won't have the S's on it. And when you go over to security, they will not let you through, because I tried this after the Delta lady refused to let me fly mm-hmm. and said, look, they won't put the S's on. I don't have my ID. Can you just let me through? And, you know, acted like I was stressed out and all these things, and he just would not do it, which to me says that the government wants to know that I'm a selectee, and they want a record of that, but they're too lazy to, or inefficient to do it themselves, so they force the airlines to do it, and then get the data from the airlines.
Maybe so, because when I did the check-in thing, when I tried flying without ID, I did the little credit card swipe thing, and got the boarding pass, and they just wrote the S's on there.
Mm-hmm.
The woman at the I guess, I don't remember which woman it was. I think it was the airline lady. She was the one I told her that I wasn't going to be showing ID today. And
mm-hmm.
she double-confirmed that with me, and then she wrote on there the four S's. So, I don't know. Maybe, I guess it's just different, a little bit different everywhere. Sam,
that's
thanks
strange.
For the story, man. We appreciate it. And keep up the good work. And let us know if anything changes or you have any more interesting experiences. And good luck. Thank you. 800-259-9231. You know, that takes a lot. I think that takes a lot of courage. I mean, to fly without showing identification, to throw yourself to the wolves, so to speak. I think there's a lot of Americans that couldn't even fathom doing what Sam has done. And
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't, you know.
You didn't do it.
No, I won't. I mean, you know, I want to get through the airline. You know, that's what I want
to
do.
You had to stand and wait as I went through.
Right, I had
screening.
To stand and wait.
But, didn't really
know,
save you any time.
If somebody wants to sit there and listen to a lecture from me about the Second Amendment or the Fourth Amendment, I'll be happy to give it to them. But I'm getting through here. Thank you very much.
There you go.
I didn't get on this stuff. I didn't book this flight because I want to sit here in the airport and deal with TSA agents.
Quick story. Cops arrest a 13-year-old girl for writing on her desk. New York City police... And you've actually got a New York City story maybe to follow this up, Mark. New York City police arrested a 13-year-old girl because she wrote the word OK on her desk. According to WCBS-TV, Chelsea Frazier was arrested a few weeks ago in Brooklyn. She says she was made to empty her pockets and then take off her belt. Then she was handcuffed and led out of the school in front of her classmates and placed in the back of a police car.
Mm-hmm.
Police say Frazier was held for 3 hours. She faces charges of criminal mischief and making graffiti. Quote, my daughter just wrote something on a desk. I would have her scrub it off with soft scrub on a Saturday morning when she could be out playing, and maybe a day of in-house and a formal apology to the principal, said her completely reasonable mother.
That makes perfectly good sense to me. Arresting a child for drawing on a desk?
Who could support this?
No, it's nuts. I wonder if she's going to have a record.
Well, I mean, she's being charged.
Everybody else who gets arrested has a record, right?
Criminal mischief and making graffiti. I mean, those sound like some pretty serious charges. Now, you were just telling me, I guess during one of the breaks, Mark, that you've got a story, I believe it's out of New York City, that's now they're expanding their DNA database. So maybe this young lady is going to get caught up in that, too.
They're going to swab the inside of her mouth for her DNA in case she decides to write on a desk someplace else.
Yeah. They could. What's
could
going
be a
on?
Serial graffitier. New York Governor Spitzer plans to expand the DNA database. New York Governor Elliot Spitzer.
Oh, this is the entire state of New York.
Yes,
okay.
Wants to broaden the state's DNA database to include DNA taken from people found guilty of any misdemeanor. The New York Times has more on the idea. There's now let's take a look at the New York penal law to see who might get a cheek swab from New York State under the proposed rules?
Mm-hmm.
A person who makes unreasonable noise or disturbance while at a lawfully assembled religious service or within 100 feet thereof.
Mm. Oh, there's all kinds of misdemeanors in New York.
Amazing.
Now, I want to know, does it say what the penalty will be if one refuses the mouth swab?
I'll check that.
I'd like to know that. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring in whatever you want. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
the ground, mother. You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to
jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? By heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is Shrine. freetalklive.com. And do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there is a 1 in 3 chance you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year, and that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the cops, specifically the ones in New York State. According to you, Mark, there's a story out there that the Attorney General... Is the Attorney General?
It's the Governor.
The Governor.
Governor Spitzer.
The Governor would like to make it so that if you get busted and arrested for a misdemeanor offense, mm-hmm. maybe possession of a gram of marijuana, that the government is going to swab your mouth, presumably. Or I presume that's the way they'll collect yeah. your DNA. They're going to collect your DNA and put it into their database. Now, that seems a bit privacy-invading to me, and it seems a little outrageous.
You know, some people would think it's fine and dandy that they should have DNA from everybody. You know?
I think?
It'll help you when you get lost and stuff.
Yeah.
What if you got amnesia?
What I want to know is, and you told me during the break that they don't answer this question, but I would like to know, what's the penalty if you refuse the DNA swap?
You can believe I would if I were to be, if I were to get a misdemeanor in New York and they wanted to swab my mouth, that is not going to happen.
What do you think they would do? Would they hold you down, force your mouth open, and force you to be swabbed? Would they jab you with a needle at that point?
They may very well.
It sounds kind of scary.
When they took my DNA, they took blood.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, when was that?
Maybe in the mid-90s.
Hopefully they don't do that anymore, but nonetheless, that might be your penalty for refusing the DNA swab is a jab with a needle, and some people are kind of scared by that sort of thing, especially when it's in the hands of a cop. I remember a story from a couple of years ago. The Utah Highway Patrol was being trained on how to take blood from people on the side of the road.
Yeah, I know. They're not even going to get a phlebotomist to do it for you. It's going to be a cop taking your blood.
That doesn't make me feel too good. Speaking of cops, from the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom, when police spotted a gun-wielding suspect lurking in the shadows of a suburban front room, their response was swift. Armed officers burst into the house, shouting at the owner to lie on the floor and ordered him to surrender his weapon. But efficiency turned to embarrassment when the gunman turned out to be a life-size model of the video game character Lara Croft, complete with trademark outsized pistols. Computer shop owner David Williams, 42, had taken the dummy home to put it up for sale on the auction site eBay. As the source of confusion dawned on all concerned, it might have been the moment for an apology from police. Instead, however, Mr. Williams was taken to the cells and held for more than 13 hours.
What'd they hold him for?
He's now on bail for a suspected firearms offense, and Lara Croft remains impounded as evidence.
Oh, my God.
He said...
They're impounding him for...
they're impounding the dummy.
No, they're putting him in... They put him in jail for having a cardboard cutout of a video game character?
Well, apparently it's like a mannequin.
Well, still.
Right. Mr. Williams said, quote, "It would have been laughable if it hadn't been so terrifying. One of the police held a gun and yelled, 'Where's the weapon? Where's the weapon?' I didn't have a clue what was going on. I assumed they'd gotten the wrong house. I couldn't believe it when I realized they'd mistaken a Lara Croft dummy for someone with a gun." Father of two, Mr. Williams, had phoned police after receiving nuisance phone calls, and officers arrived at his house shortly before midnight. He says he didn't hear them arrive, but unknown to him, one officer had seen the dummy's silhouette through the front window and called for armed backup. A silhouette of a dummy that doesn't move.
Well, I can kind of understand, but at the same time, I guess somebody with a drawn weapon... You know, if it looks like a human with a weapon, I can understand why the cops would get upset. It's somebody with a drawn weapon. But once they busted into the house and they found out that we're talking about a dummy here, I don't think that there's any reason for charges beyond that.
Yet they held him for 13 hours in custody. He says he didn't hear them arrive. Soon afterwards, the street was cordoned off, and a team of armed officers burst in through Mr. Williams' back door. So, this guy called the cops! After receiving nuisance calls, and then they turned it into a SWAT raid. They burst into his back door, and a spokesperson for the Greater Manchester Police said officers peered inside after Williams failed to answer his front door. They believed they saw a silhouette of a person pointing to what appeared to be a firearm in the house. They followed correct procedure by withdrawing to await armed officers. Officers then went into the house and found a mannequin holding a toy weapon. Mr. Williams, who says he's speaking to lawyers about a possible claim for wrongful arrest, will hear whether he faces further action when he answers bail next month. So there you go. More police completely overreacting, not taking the appropriate precautions, and then acting like real thugs when they had the opportunity to just apologize and say we're sorry.
Well, they didn't even have to. You know, I can understand not even apologizing. I can understand being ever so slightly indignant. But, you know, like, hey, you know, the dummy should be in a closet. Or something like that.
I see what you're saying, but I can barely understand that. It
barely
would seem to be the human thing to do, to apologize for making such a blatant error.
It's not a blatant error.
Yes, it is. A dummy
with a gun in its hand
that doesn't move. Well, it's a silhouette permanently. I mean, if it had a light behind it and it was casting a silhouette onto the window, which is what it sounds like, then wouldn't you figure that, you know, maybe if it was a real person with a real weapon, they might move? After you're sitting there watching it and peering in the window?
No, what if that person's waiting to shoot the cops when they come in the door?
Right. Anyway.
I'm just saying, that, you know, once they found out, that's when it should have been, the whole situation should have been over.
But they're the cops, and they can do what they want. Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about Real ID.
Okay.
The bill that would opt New Hampshire out of Real ID was heard in the Senate today.
Ah.
And I counted 36 people showed up to support the bill that would tell the feds where to go with their Real ID.
Okay.
And I counted zero people in the room supporting Real ID.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see a lot of the people there are people that I know, because I'd say at least half of them are Free Staters. Mm-hmm. And half of the other half are people who are, I guess you could say, Free Stater sympathizers. So it was pretty neat to see.
Excellent.
The most awesome testimony was given by a guy who was a retired Air Force officer.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling us about how he'd served in World War II and Vietnam, and he had top secret clearance during that time. And he pointed out, in exactly these words, that the first step to control the population is through registration. Which I thought was pretty impressive, coming from a guy who's top secret clearance Air Force officer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Absolutely.
I guess that went over pretty well with the representatives there, or the senators, rather.
I think so. Speaking of Free Stater sympathizers, the gun lobbies here in New Hampshire are very powerful, because they have people who, when the boot hits the ground, they will show up, and they will make the phone calls. They will show up at the state house. That's why the gun lobbies have enormous sway.
Excellent. If you've got more about what's going on in the state, hang on. 800-259-9231. More with Dennis. He's one of the guys behind the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Always something interesting happening. I think coming up next week, there's going to be a seatbelt law that's going to be reviewed. More about that. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics: grapeseed skin, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including the wiki. Over 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. NeverGetBusted.com. Well, let's continue with Dennis in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys.
So what else is going on here in New Hampshire that our listeners should know about?
Well, you're probably referring to the proposed change that would give New Hampshire a seatbelt law like the other 49 states.
Yeah,
that would be awful.
That's what they're looking at.
I agree, that would be awful. That legislation is really on a knife edge. It could go one way or the other. It passed the House of Representatives by a sliver.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 7 votes or something crazy like that.
And right. That's a house that's 400 and something people strong, right?
Yeah. And in the Senate, it totally depends on 2 or 3 different senators who are Democrats but are really on the fence about this issue. It depends on how much they hear from their constituents.
Right, and it's coming down to, I guess, a vote next week, correct? Or is it a hearing next week? What's happening next week?
The final public hearing, the final opportunity for the people, is on Monday of next week. So,
got it.
A lot of groups are coming together on that. Hey, one thing I wanted to share again about the Real ID hearing, which had some just awesome testimony. One of the guys who testified against Real ID in favor of the bill that would block it was from the group called Pro Gun New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a very insightful thing to say. He, I think, was talking to the Democrats on the committee. He said, you know, gun owners are not right-wing authoritarians. They're part of the liberty movement. And I thought it was great to hear a guy identify himself as part of the quote-unquote liberty movement.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
We need more of that.
Absolutely.
So now, go ahead.
There was another guy there from Keene. Mm. I thought you'd find that interesting. The guy, no one had ever seen him before. He's a cab driver. He heard about the Real ID hearing somewhere. I have no idea where or how. But he pointed out he had no idea, like, what the process was or what he should say or do, but he had taken the time out of his day, driven all the way to Concord from Keene, and just wanted to let the senators know that he didn't think it was a good idea for us to have real ID. And
wow.
That was just awesome.
Great. Maybe he's been to my website, freekeene.com.
You never know.
It could very well be. Now, are you guys behind the organization to plant as many free staters and liberty lovers into Ron Paul in the upcoming debate in early June as possible? Is that something you guys are working on?
The Liberty Alliance really focuses just on New Hampshire stuff.
Gotcha.
So technically, the Ron Paul campaign being United States and all of the United States craziness is outside of that scope. But that said, a lot of people who are in the NHLA are also people who are supporting Ron Paul.
There you go.
Well,
Dennis, keep up the good work.
I sincerely hope that we do manage to get quite a few supporters out there in the debate, because it would be great to have people cheering for Ron Paul the way they were cheering for Giuliani and during his emotional diatribe.
I think it can be done. I mean, there's only so many seats that they're going to have in whatever the location is, and if our guys get there first, then we win. Thanks for the call, Dennis. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I actually just was getting ready to do an email from Dennis. We'll do that here in a bit. It's about something completely different. It's called Learned Helplessness, another one of those neat little psychological experiments that has been done. We'll tell you about that coming up. But let's go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with the NMR. Hey, Frank.
Ah, hello. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening,
sort of
sir.
Wet in New York tonight.
It's a little wet here.
I had a couple
things
I wanted to say. I enjoyed the discourse regarding Ron Paul. And first of all, I want to say that I'm not at all unhappy that Jerry Falwell, you know, isn't with us tonight. However, being a theologian, I would be very fearful if I were in his shoes at the present moment.
He's dead.
But enough said about that.
Well,
regarding Ron Paul, it's very interesting to see, you know, grassroots support being at least acknowledged. My worry is this, that I've heard that Ron Paul said he will not accept any matching federal campaign contributions.
Oh, okay.
I believe the Republicans and Democrats in the party debates that will be scheduled over the next year are going to use that fact to discriminate against candidates.
Why?
So
how?
I would assume that if Ron Paul wants to attempt to make a good run for the presidency, he and his organization had better start to apply for matching federal
campaigns. Wait a minute. How is that? How are they going to be able to use that against him? That's a principled position to take, and it's the same position that Harry Brown took in 1996 and 2000.
Yeah, but remember, the parties can actually that are handling the debates among the party members can set the agenda. And you'll recall on Friday that Michael Bloomberg in New York said that he'd be willing to spend $1 billion of his own money in a presidential bid. So I think that's kind of interesting as well. But enough said. I just want to say this, too. We have to be very careful that, in a sense, you know, Ron Paul isn't perceived by the establishment as a spoiler, like Ross Perot was when he ran. Hmm. And
I haven't seen that yet. From what I can tell, the perception by the establishment is that this guy's a kook and he's not. He doesn't have any real support. That's how they're playing it off so far. But I don't understand. You didn't really answer my question, Frank, as far as how it is that Ron Paul not taking matching federal funds could be a detriment to him. How could that be?
Because I believe the Republican Party and the Democratic Party that are handling the debates of their candidates during the primaries that we're seeing on cable television, mm-hmm. and things, they actually set the agenda, so they can actually make requirements, and I think that's actually what's
you're saying
going to
that
happen.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that if he doesn't take the matching funds, they'll say, well, you can't
come in
our debate?
Yeah, they'll say he's not a serious candidate. They'll say that he's not a serious candidate, therefore, they don't want him to participate.
I
and that's
see.
Actually, you know, happened in the past. But
yeah.
One thing in Ron Paul's favor is this. On Friday, the CIA World Factbook released their new supplement. And in it, these are just some real economic figures that the CIA has brought out. China is the number one nation of 161 nations, with a bonus of $179.1 trillion. The United States ranks last as the 161st country with a loss, or a negative of $862.3 trillion.
How is that number attained? What does that represent?
I guess it represents the debt load or the trade surplus of the various nations.
Huh.
So it's very interesting, and I think you could, you know, check that out at the CIA World Factbook, because they just did the new supplement for the quarter, which was May 10th. So I think anyone that would challenge Ron Paul's fiscal perspective regarding the creation of capital in the errors within our Federal Reserve would do well to actually look at
the CIA's own numbers.
Book on the status of nations with their surpluses or deficits. And
Frank, as always,
it's going to be a tough road for any president to hoe after Bush. And
that's true.
That's all I want to say, gentlemen. Thanks
Frank,
a lot.
Great call.
Program.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. You know, he brings up an interesting point about them excluding Ron Paul from the debates because he won't take the magic funds. I don't know if they'll be successful in that. I mean, I don't know at what point. I don't know at what point those funds will become available. I'm not sure when that is.
Mm-hmm.
But by that point, he's going to be even more popular than he is today. And
likely.
If you try to exclude Ron Paul at a later point, then there's going to be a rush of people that are going to be calling Fox and MSNBC and all those other people, and they're gonna let him have it. So I don't know. That's an interesting perspective, and they'll certainly do whatever they can to marginalize Ron Paul. We've seen that already, but it's going to get more and more difficult for them to do on the way. I mean, as things progress. And the fact is, it's a principled position to take. This is an issue that actually a lot of libertarians disagree on. And
I disagree. I disagree that if it's going to cause you any problems, to do it. I mean, I don't think that you should take government charity unless you absolutely have to. But if you have to win, yes.
Well, the question is, does he have to win? I don't think that he does. And otherwise, it's a principled issue. We'll talk about that coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercises Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government, Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show. And one of the ways you can do that is by buying my house. Go to house... freetalklive.com. I don't know why you find this so funny, Mark. I have a an audience of thousands here that I can advertise my property to, and I'm going to do it. In fact, I've reduced my price yet again. I'm going far below market value at this point.
You really are. I've seen the price that you're asking.
$175,000.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home minutes away from the beach in sunny Sarasota, Florida. And the home has been seriously remodeled. There's been a lot of renovations that have been done to it. Brand new bathrooms, remodeled kitchen, brand new windows put in back in 2004. I spent a lot of time, a lot of money on this particular home, and I'm going to take a huge loss on it right now. If you're the buyer, $175,000. Get all the details at house.freetalklive.com. That'll put you in touch with my realtor. If you have any questions, or you can just email me, house.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, don't you laugh? It's a nice house, Mark.
It's a very nice house. I would not. I wouldn't disparage the house in the least.
You watch. You're laughing now. If somebody buys that house from hearing it on Free Talk Live, you're going to be coming to me asking for airtime for your house that you're selling, aren't you?
Well, I'm not going to sell mine below market like you're selling yours. I mean, you'll sell yours at a loss at this point just in order to get out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
And you really are. I totally agree with that.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th. Through the 24th at Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. A lot of the people that you hear call this show, like Dennis in New Hampshire, Dave, I think he's probably going to be there as well. A lot of those people that you hear calling Free Talk Live, they're going to be at Porkfest. So you get to meet them, too. Of course, we're going to be there as well. Broadcasting live on Saturday night. It's a week-long event. Go up for as much of it as you can attend, because it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to seeing as many of our listeners as we can get up there at Porkfest. So speaking of Dennis, I actually got an email in from him on learned helplessness. And we've talked about some pretty interesting psychological studies that have been done over time, and this is one of them that I wasn't really too familiar with. He says he believes this has serious implications for society. Martin Seligman's foundation experiments and theory of learned helplessness began at the University of Pennsylvania back in 1965 as an extension of his interest in depression when at first, quite by accident, Seligman and colleagues discovered a result of conditioning of dogs that was opposite to what B.F. Skinner's behaviorism would have predicted. A dog that had earlier been repeatedly conditioned to associate a sound with electric shocks did not try later in another setting to escape the electric shocks after that sound and a flash of light was presented, even though all the dog would have had to do is jump over a low divider within 10 seconds, more than enough time to respond. The dog didn't even try to avoid the aversive stimulus. The dog had previously learned that nothing it did mattered. A follow-up experiment involved three dogs affixed in harnesses. The first dog was simply put in the harness for a period of time and later released. The second dog was put in the harness and given electric shocks, which the dog could end if it pressed a lever. The third dog was wired in parallel with the second dog, receiving shocks of identical intensity and duration, but his lever didn't do anything. Poor guy. The first and second dogs quickly recovered from the experience, but the third dog learned to be helpless and suffered chronic symptoms of clinical depression. A slightly different experiment was conducted where two groups of dogs...
Do you know what clinically depressed dogs look like?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Conducted where two groups of dogs were put in hammocks. One group was given shocks and were able to make them stop. The other group was unable to stop the shocks. Later, they were put in a room that was divided in half by a low barrier. One group of dogs were given a flash of light, preceding electric shocks by 10 seconds, enough time for them to jump over the barrier in order to escape the shocks. The other group were given shocks, but as they had learned helplessness from the previous experiment, they just lay down and whined. And even though they could have escaped the shocks, they didn't try. Other experiments were performed with different animals with similar results. In all cases, the strongest predictor of a depressive response was lack of control over the negative stimulus. An additional are you following all this so far?
I think I am.
An additional experiment presented by Finkelstein and Ramey consisted of two groups of babies. One group was placed into a crib with a sensory pillow.
They're shocking babies?
I don't think so. Okay. Designed so that the movement of the baby's head could control the rotation of the mobile. The other group had no control over the movement of the mobile and was only able to enjoy looking at it. After a period of time, both groups of babies were exposed to the crib with the power for them to control the movement of the mobile. It was discovered that the babies who had not learned that they had the power to change the movement of the mobile did not try to learn that they now had the agency to do so.
I see. So once they've been sort of taught along the way, they've learned along the way that they had no control. They've been conditioned and they have no control of the mobile. They couldn't learn or didn't learn after that they could have control of the mobile.
Exactly. They essentially were placed in a mental box. And they were not able to remove themselves from it. The babies without the previous power had learned to be helpless in their previous situation, which now led to after effects of that lack of control. A similar experiment was done with people performing mental tasks in the presence of distracting noise. If the person had a switch that would turn off the noise, his performance improved, even though he rarely bothered to turn off the noise. Simply being aware of the ability to do so was enough to substantially counteract its distracting effect. So, noise, you know that if you hit the switch, it'll go away,
mm-hmm.
but because you know that, in your head, that somehow allows you to better ignore the noise.
That's very interesting.
Let's see. Not all of the dogs, by the way, in Seligman's experiments, however, became helpless. Of the roughly 150 dogs in experiments in the latter half of the 60s, about one-third did not become helpless, but instead somehow managed to find a way out of the unpleasant situation in spite of their past experience with it. Now remember, the dogs were being shocked, and there was a certain segment of these dogs that were just receiving shocks with no way to put a stop to it.
Right. Some could control the shocks and stop them, and they learned to do that.
Right.
The ones that didn't have the opportunity to be able to control the shocks,
they became pathetic, they became depressed, they like many humans would,
right.
Were they in that situation.
And when they had the opportunity to learn how to control the shocks, then
they didn't do it.
They didn't do it because they had been conditioned not to be able to.
They laid down and cried instead of continuing to push back and continuing to fight against the tyranny, if you will, that was being foisted upon them. But as it turns out, again, about a third of those dogs didn't become completely helpless and continued to try to escape the shocks. The corresponding characteristic in humans has been found to correlate highly with optimism. However, not a naive Pollyanna optimism, but an explanatory style that views the situation as other than personal, pervasive, or permanent. This distinction between people who adapt and those who break down under long-term psychological pressure was also studied in the 1950s in the realm of brainwashing. So, according to the numbers, there's a certain percentage of people that no matter how much they're pushed, they're willing to continue pushing back. But the bad news is, most animals and most people will just throw in the towel. They'll become pathetic, losers, They'll give up. They'll allow themselves to be shocked. Well, they'll allow themselves to be abused.
If that's their nature, that's their nature.
It's true. And that is their nature. And that's sad. It's sad because we could be so much more were we not being constantly shocked or beaten down by the government that we're in today. Think about all the boxes that government puts people in, all the mental constrictions and restrictions that government education has put people into. Government education has done a brilliant job of taking minds and numbing them, putting these human minds that have so much potential in these government boxes that say, you know, government is great, government is good, whatever government does is right.
It can fix any problem.
Government is wonderful. It's the most benevolent human association, blah, blah, blah. All the propaganda that people are just force-fed in government schools. And most people absorb it, and they never question it for the rest of their lives. However, there are those few that do actually say, hey, wait a minute. You know, they come across an opportunity where they're able to question the government. And something clicks. Something in their brain that hadn't previously clicked does. And
if the government so great at everything, why don't we have a socialist government here in the United States where the government does everything? Grows the food, operates the grocery stores, sells and manufactures the car, like they did in the Soviet Union, where the government was in charge of everything. If the government is so good at everything, then why don't we have that?
Because the government isn't.
Because,
right,
because it's not.
And unfortunately, most people have gotten into this learned helplessness situation where, you know, they believe in government and they don't believe that anything they do can change anything. You can't fight City Hall. I mean, there's so many different aspects to this of how people have been placed in boxes and they'll never get out unless someone can actually show them the way. And that's what we're trying to do, and many of our listeners are trying to do on a one-to-one basis. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely